Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures settled lower across the board in everything but the May front month soybean contracts. They were just a little bit higher here, up around 2 cents at 14.33. And that was 23 cents off of the contract high or the high this morning. But everything on back in the soybeans was lower. November 14, new crop 11.88 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. And then corn futures weaker across the board as well, and closed a quarter cent or so off of the low today. May corn down 9 3/4 at 4.78. December corn down 8 1/4 at 4.80 1/2. And then we have the wheat futures lower across the board as well. Now, in the last 2 minutes of trading today, they decided they wanted to rally and rallied around 8 cents or so off of the lows from about 110. So at 115, May Chicago closed at 7.06. But at about 110, they were at 6.98. So a big old swing at the very end of the day. July 2014 Kansas City wheat was down around 5 cents at $7.78. The high today and this morning early was 7.94 1/2, so it was significantly off the high there. Some people would call that a key reversal after it made new highs for this move and then closing lower on the day, but the next couple of days will tell us or confirm it.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
A few ag-driven news stories today. We had exports this morning, which were neutral for the soybeans and wheat futures, and possibly a little bit bullish for corn. Most of the talk today, though, has been more about different rumors regarding the soybeans and corn, and then China's purchases and South America. Now, there's a lot of talk that China has refocused 9 bean cargo loads that were originally intended to go to China, have now been rerouted to the U.S. market, the U.S. Southeast. But then there's some talks that it could be as much as 12 cargo loads. And that was weighing on some of the farther out months in the soybeans today. There was another sell, though. USDA says announced 120,000 tons of beans to China for the 14-15 crop year. Of course, the strengthening prices here have everybody rethinking what they've bought in the past. But of course, they're a little bit weaker today. We have tomorrow after the close, we'll have a cattle on feed report, which will paint a little bit clearer picture of the feed demand for corn. On feed March 1st is expected to be 10.715 million head, or 98.8% last year. Placements up 9.2% at 1.57 million head, and then marketed 96.7 at 1.55 million head.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down $1.70 at $144.42. March feeders were off 77 cents at $173.62. And April lean hogs gained 65 cents and closed at $124.80. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 6.25 cents at $7.82 even. Chicago May corn was down 9.25 cents at $4.78 1/2. And May soybeans were up 2.5 cents on the day at $14.33 3/4. In the cotton markets, May cotton was off 44 points at 92.18 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.